This is Fix It. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Nishant. And today, we're fixing how surging cities connect with diverse talent with Nigel Jones.
Nigel is a rising senior at NYU and the founder of Relocate, a platform that connects college young professionals with networks in their new cities and communities. Nigel is a native New Yorker with plans to relocate to Phoenix upon graduating next year.
Nigel's also a writer, having written for online publications such as The Good Men Project. He's also volunteered at military organizations in support of his father, who retired from the Army after 22 years of service. Welcome to the show, Nigel.
Thank you, guys. It's great to be here.
So, Nigel, I think we all know that this is a time where folks are thinking, why the heck do I live where I live right now? And perhaps wondering, maybe there are some greener pastures for me to go pursue. Can you tell us a little bit more about this problem and maybe what sparked you to launch Relocate?
Right. Well, what sparked me to actually launch it was my own challenges with relocation planning. I knew that I wanted to move to Phoenix once I visited 2 years ago and just had this strong connection to the city and to the area. And so I did some preliminary work to sort of figure out how I can, you know, make that move safely and efficiently. But I really found it hard to connect on networking platforms for the purpose of relocation and finding all the resources that I needed to plan that on a sort of centralized platform. So I thought, what if there was something that sort of provided all this information and networks to access for these relocators?
And Nigel, when you think about moving to a spot like Phoenix, obviously you're going to need a lot of sunscreen. That was a bad joke. But what are some of the other things that you think about in terms of problems that folks confront on the simple logistics of trying to move somewhere?
Right. Well, loneliness is a big factor, especially among those who end up moving to the area. A lot of it from not being able to find yourself in that environment and, you know, struggling to make those friends and connections in your new environment and finding those opportunities. So that causes a lot of relocators to move back home rather than staying in that area. So that's something that I really want to fix in terms of providing those networks, resources, and opportunities prior to moving to your new city.
That's a great summary of the problem, Nigel. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be helpful for our listeners if you could talk a little bit about what existing barriers have made this a challenging problem to solve.
Right. I think outreach, for one, on the city side, in terms of getting those young professionals to move to their area, a lot of them have faced some challenges in terms of outreaching to universities and colleges, for example, to sort of promote their cities. And I also think a lot of it falls on bias in among younger professionals in general, because we sort of have this stigma. I know I had this kind of bias as a New Yorker that certain cities have a certain level of prestige that other cities can't compete with. Cities like Cincinnati and Topeka, for example, they don't have the international, even national level of recognition like New York and LA, but they still have plenty of opportunities to offer to relocators and professionals in general. So that's something I really want to highlight and provide as a sort of educational tool to highlight these cities and the opportunities that they're able to provide.
I think this is a really exciting idea because so long we've heard about these hotspot cities, New York, San Francisco, LA, kind of being the black holes of millennial talent and Gen Z talent, so to speak, where they bring in so many folks, which is exciting, but then sometimes it can feel, and perhaps speaking from experience, like you're just one of a huge number of individuals just being sucked into this big amount of energy, which is exciting sometimes, but also, like you said, there are so many cool communities out there, from Kansas City to Topeka to places other than Kansas, that have wonderful cities and wonderful resources on opportunities for people to make a meaningful difference. And so, for your own experience, can you walk through what you see as some of the shortfalls of platforms like Facebook for relocating? What was it about a Facebook or a LinkedIn or the pre-existing platforms that made you say, okay, this just isn't enough for me?
Right. A lot of it was connecting with the purpose of relocation and finding those people who would be willing to be a resource and support network through that process and after that process. So I did connect with some people in the Phoenix area prior to coming up with this idea. But again, I couldn't really do that on the basis of relocation and finding those people who were really willing to help with that. Thankfully, throughout this process, I've met even more people, and I've met engaging people who are willing to help me throughout this process. So there is a willingness to help people throughout the relocation process, but it's more of a challenge of finding the right people and finding those people who are willing to be those mentors and support networks throughout.
So talk to us a little bit about Relocate and what you're doing to get this thorny issue solved for young people who are looking to relocate.
Right. What I hope to do is to sort of mitigate those stressors that come with relocating in terms of providing that support network, those opportunities, and those resources in place prior to someone moving to their new city. I want to make their new city feel like home to them and to have that sort of strong connection that I felt with Phoenix and for other people to experience as well.
That's awesome. And I guess for our listeners who are thinking of going on Relocate, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the services they can expect and some of the ways they can make that move a little bit easier by getting on Relocate?
Right. Right now, the platform is still under development. We're working closely with the city of Boise to be our first test city. Sean Keefley over at their economic development department has been a great help and support throughout that process and expressed how the city of Boise would like something like this to use and to promote themselves. So I've been working closely with them. What users can expect is sort of once the MVP is developed and once we get more cities on board, having those connections and also figuring out the right city fit, because that's something I struggled with as well, because my parents, of course, were concerned with me moving all the way across the country to Phoenix rather than being nearby. So I looked into other cities as well, just to sort of figure out, okay, is Phoenix really the right city fit, or is there somewhere else that I can enjoy and still be nearby? So that's something that I also found to be sort of prevalent among my peers as well. I conducted a survey among 300 of my peers at NYU to see who was interested in relocating, and 56% said they planned on moving from New York after graduating. So there is a desire to relocate, but there's also a sort of fear and uncertainty as to where to go. So that's something that I really wanted to highlight with my platform as well, and just helping people figure out that, hey, this city may be the right fit for you because it has these industries that you're focused on.
Well, that's awesome. And I think it's a super valuable service that I wish I had coming out of college and thinking of where do I go other than Eugene, Oregon? Because certainly there were a slew of other places that had I known about some of the opportunities, I may have headed over there. So kudos to you for picking a great city as well. Boise, I know, is the 8th fastest growing county in the nation. So I suspect a fair number of New Yorkers maybe invading the potato state soon. I will note that that's not the official name of Idaho, but as an Oregonian, we do talk a lot about their potatoes. All that said, Nigel, can you tell us a little bit more about how our Fixer community can get involved? Is there a way that once this MVP is developed, you think that millennials and Gen Zers, our listeners, can help you out on making it easier for people to relocate?
Yeah, so I'd love if college students and recent graduates and those who have connections with their alumni networks, they could just spread awareness about the platform, because I'd love to provide this as a resource to schools and colleges, because I don't want to limit it in terms of not having people have direct access to it. I want it to be accessible and I want it to be available for anyone who's considering relocating. So I really just want to have the word spread to just reach a wide pool and diverse audience.
Awesome. And I think this is a good call for us to stay engaged with you. And please let us know when there is an opportunity for us to send links out, send surveys out for folks to help you out. And really excited to see, I'd imagine, some relationships between you and other cities form, as well as you and maybe some college administrators and other admin staff at universities.
Of course, thank you. And yeah, we have been connecting with other cities as well, just to highlight that. Topeka, as I mentioned, Cincinnati, Louisville, Boise again, Phoenix, just to name a few.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Nigel. We really appreciate your time and are looking forward to Relocate, helping hundreds of thousands of millennials find new places to live with blossoming communities over the coming decades.
Of course, and thank you again for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fixers, as always, for tuning in. Learn more about Nigel and Relocate in the show notes. Please use hashtag Fixer to tell us about problems you're solving and how you're making an impact. Feel free to tweet us at @fix_cast and be sure to spread the word. See you next time, Fixers.